Today on Trinity Sunday, I want to read John chapter 16, verses 12 through 15. Listen to what Jesus says to his disciples. I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on his own. He will speak only what he hears, and he will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify me because it is from me that he will receive what he will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is mine. That is why I said, the Spirit will receive from me what he will make known to you. Today is Trinity Sunday as it's celebrated through the Christian year. The Sunday after Pentecost is always Trinity Sunday. The Scriptures speak about the Trinity, but not in a great, firm, and fast way that we can say, here it is, and here's how it works, and here. And I want to give you, as I begin this, just a little bit of understanding of myself about the Trinity and how I've come to understand it. God is one, and there is only one God. But God has three different aspects: God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. And the way that I quite often look at it at times is as though you have this diamond or this gem that has been cut with different facets. And as I look at it from one angle, I see God the Father. And I can turn it a little bit and look at another facet, and it looks a little bit different, and I see God the Son. And then I turn it once again another way, and I can see God the Holy Spirit. Sometimes people have come up with other illustrations to help understand it, as in, we know that water, H2O, happens in three different forms, don't we? It happens as steam, a gas. It happens as a liquid, and it happens as a solid. But it's the same thing. The thing that I found a little bit easier to understand is, for my parents, I'm a son. For my wife, I'm a husband. And for my children, I'm a father. I am all three things, but I'm only one person. And I operate in different ways in each one of those places, don't I? And for you, it's the same kind of thing. It's this idea of different aspects. And once again, Jesus is leaving his disciples. It's his last night with them. He's almost to the end of words that he's going to share with them. And once again, he brings to them about the Holy Spirit. And the reason this passage is used on Trinity Sunday is because Jesus is speaking. He talks about the Father, and he also talks about the Spirit. All three aspects of the Godhead. The thing that we need to understand now, right now, at this moment, the Holy Spirit is one aspect of the Trinity. The aspect that is present with us at all times. The aspect of the Trinity that is present with us at all times. As I study and understand the Scriptures, God the Father is in heaven right now. And Jesus Christ, God the Son, is sitting at the right hand of God praying for me. Jesus knew that he would be leaving his disciples. He knew that he would not be with them all the time. He knew that there would be a time of his ascension. And as he ascended back into heaven, and then the Holy Spirit came on the day of Pentecost, beginning the church where the Holy Spirit inhabits every believer of Jesus Christ. 100% of that Holy Spirit right now, according to Scripture, is within you. 100% of that aspect of God, as if you believe in Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, is within you at this moment. It hears everything you say. It hears everything you think. It notices everything you do. It prompts you to do things. It encourages you to come closer to God. It lifts you up and helps you as you walk your spiritual journey. Now, you heard me last week, if you were here last week and talked some about the Holy Spirit then. As Baptists, we do a great deal of talking about Jesus and what Jesus did for us and how Jesus died for us and how Jesus prepared the way for us and how Jesus is our sacrifice. And we talk a little bit about God and we talk very little about the Holy Spirit. I want you to understand that all three aspects are aspects that you need. And that you need to understand and grab a hold of, because God the Father is above and Jesus is at His right hand. And the aspect of God that is with us right now is the Holy Spirit. Attending to you, guiding you, directing you, quickening your heart to hear the very words that God has for you to listen to. That Holy Spirit is always with you. Yes, the Holy Spirit is with you when you're driving on I-81 and someone cuts you off and you say something wrong. The Holy Spirit's right there. And I think if we got a hold of something as simple as that, we might make a little bit of difference of how anxious we are when the cashier doesn't check us out as fast as we think they should. The Holy Spirit's right there with you. Not only watching what you do and say, but also what you think. All of it. Because Paul says the Holy Spirit lives within you. Now, one of the roles of the Holy Spirit, as Jesus says here, is the Holy Spirit guides us towards growth on the spiritual journey. It guides us toward growth. Look at what Jesus, how He begins this section of this passage. He says, "I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear." I want to tell you the grace and the mercy of God is so incredible. So overwhelming that the things that God is coming to me currently in my spiritual journey, I am so thankful that God didn't bring those to me when I was a young Christian in the mid-80s. Because I may not have been able to understand what God was bringing to me at that point. Jesus says, "I have much more to say to you. I have more to say to you that you cannot bear." I spoke this morning in Principles of Faith. I spoke about this is a journey we're on. It's not a journey to get you saved and get you baptized and be a member of the church and thus ends your journey. It's a journey about coming forward and starting there and growing spiritually, becoming mature. Because you can't understand everything of God the very first moment you accept Jesus Christ. You can't. It would just overwhelm us so much we wouldn't know what to do. So the Holy Spirit walks with us and guides us so that we can grow on our spiritual journey. I quite often ask people to think about, are you more spiritually mature than you were a year ago? If the answer is no, you need to get with it. You need to get on the journey, and you need to get going. Because if you're sitting still in one place on your spiritual journey, that will damage your relationship with God. You need to be transforming. You need to be growing. You need to become more mature. Scripture speaks about that over and over again, and we talked about it a multitude of our time this morning in Principles of Faith. It's about growing. It's about understanding in deeper ways what God has for you. It's about taking a bigger part in the spiritual journey. It's about taking a bigger part in the body of Christ. Spiritual growth is important. And the Holy Spirit is here to guide us in that. And Jesus says what? The Holy Spirit will tell you more. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. He will speak. The Holy Spirit will only speak what He hears from God. The Holy Spirit will tell you what is to come. The Holy Spirit only passes on to us what it receives from God. Are you able to hear the Holy Spirit? If not, I want to suggest one thing to correct that. Just one thing. Master this one thing, and I think you'll find it much easier. Slow down. Pause. If you're going too fast in your life and moving from event to event and thing to thing, you probably never will hear the Holy Spirit. Slow down. Stand still for a moment. Let God love you. Let the Holy Spirit quicken your heart. Let it speak to you in such a way that you recognize the voice of the Holy Spirit. You know, there's absolutely nothing wrong with leaving the TV and the radio off, putting your phone down and your tablet and leaving the computer off. There's absolutely nothing wrong with sitting still for 5 minutes and just letting God love on you. Nothing wrong with that. And I'm willing to tell you, if you don't have a practice of doing that, you probably will not hear the Holy Spirit. Now, I know what some of y'all's answers is going to be. Pastor, if I sat down and sat still for 5 minutes, I'd fall asleep. I see that hand. You know what that tells me? It tells me that your body's saying you need rest. And you're not getting enough rest. Because most of the time you're staying too busy. Or you won't give yourself permission to stop for 5 minutes. God gave God permission to stop for 24 hours after creating the world. That's our example. 24 hours out of 168, God said, I'm just going to stop. And I often believe when we say we can't stop, and we can't pause, and we can't rest, that we're saying we're better than God and we don't need to rest. I can get so much more accomplished if I work the whole week. No, you won't. You're just 24 hours tireder than me. Folks, you're not going to hear the Holy Spirit if you don't sit down and try to tune yourself into it. And the Holy Spirit is here to guide you. Why would you cut yourself out from listening to the Holy Spirit? The Holy Spirit only has your best interest in mind. The Holy Spirit wants the very best that life can bring for you. Wouldn't it be valuable to sit down and listen to the guidance? Instead of rushing from one place to another to get things done? I'm so thankful to my major professor that I had in seminary, Dr. E. Glenn Henson. Very first class I had with him was Prayer in Christian History. Met 5 days a week, 3 hours a day. He had 5 books for us to read. He had scripture. He wanted us to journal on everything and write down our thoughts on what we were thinking about, what we were reading. And he wanted to see our journal when we were done. Not that he was going to read through it, although I will tell you that he could, that man could read faster than anybody I've ever met in my life. You could hold up a piece of paper and say, Dr. Henson, I want you to have a copy of this and so that you can remember all that. He says, I got it. And just you standing there holding in front of it, he had read the whole page and he could tell you everything that was on the page. The very first class I had with him, we came into class and he says, for the next 15 minutes, I want you to be silent. You're not allowed to do any schoolwork. You're not allowed to do any church work. You're not allowed to make out your grocery list or anything that you need to get done the rest of the day. I want you to sit there for 15 minutes and just let God love you. And he sat down. And almost exactly 15 minutes, he stood up and he started lecturing. Never saw him look at his watch. 5 days a week, we came in. The third or fourth day, everybody was like, oh gosh, 15 minutes of doing nothing, being quiet. Oh, how long is he going to keep doing this? By the third week, we couldn't wait to stop for 15 minutes and do nothing. He had taught us the incredible value of taking a few moments and just letting God love you. And then he was even more graceful. Told you we had 5 books to read, tons of scripture to look through, commentaries to look through, handouts that he passed out to us to read through. It was so much stuff. I still, to this day, do not have all 5 books read. Okay? There are 2 of them on my bookshelf that I have never opened to read. I just couldn't get it done in 3 weeks. He says, I'll tell you what we'll do. He said, I'll give you 2 choices. You can go to a retreat center with me for 42 hours of silence. Or you could take a final exam on everything I've asked you to study the past 3 weeks. Boy, that was a tough choice. That was a no-brainer, Gary. That was a really tough choice because we had covered a multitude of material in 3 weeks. 3 hours of class every day, 5 days a week, books to read, scripture to go through, commentaries to look at, handouts to look at, thoughts to write down and pass into him. That was the best 42 hours of my whole life up to that point. It was absolutely incredible. He was so gracious to say, I know many of you don't have a way to pay for this. He said, I'll pay for everybody who can't pay. Don't give me that as an excuse. What he was trying to teach us is that we need to slow down and that we need to listen to what the Holy Spirit is saying to us. Now, was it 42 hours of silence? No, it wasn't 42 hours of silence. most of the day was in silence. Meal times were not. We had some times where we did some group work and whatnot. The majority of the folks, once we finished for the day, would find themselves a corner somewhere where they could quietly talk to one another instead of being silent. He was okay with that. He wanted us to understand that sometimes we need to pull away from our lives so that we can hear what the Holy Spirit is saying to us about our spiritual journey. And I am thankful that He did that for us. I am very thankful. I'm comfortable sitting doing nothing for hours on end. Some of you have seen me do that. There was a lady in my previous church that used to love to tell folks, yeah, he's really good at doing nothing. You see, the Holy Spirit is one that we need to hear because it wants to guide us. The Holy Spirit brings us new spiritual concepts to help us grow towards maturity. The Holy Spirit brings us new concepts. Look what Jesus, and He will tell you what is yet to come about your spiritual journey. How have I made some of the decisions that I've made on my spiritual journey to be in Wytheville, Virginia as a pastor? By listening to the Holy Spirit telling me what's coming before me. What's getting ready to happen and where God wants me to go and how God wants me to interact and where God wants me to be part of things. I am here because the Holy Spirit said, you done did everything you're going to do at the previous church and you need to go find somewhere else. Well, it sounded a little bit more formal than that, but that was what the Holy Spirit said. It's time for you to move on and grow more in your spiritual journey. And I have a place for you for that. And as we listen, as Deanne and I listen to the Holy Spirit, because it was a joint decision, as we listen to the Holy Spirit, we were trying to find a church in the eastern part of Virginia. We were trying to find, a church on the Chesapeake Bay somewhere, so that I could continue to live on the bay. And God had a different idea. Amen? And the Holy Spirit brought those words to me about what's coming. New spiritual concepts. New understanding. I know. We're church folks. We don't like anything new. Right? Folks, the Holy Spirit is always going to be bringing you new things. Because what does Scripture say? God says, I'm going to bring you a new thing. Why are we not looking for new things? Oh, I'm not comfortable with that, God. I like my little box that I live in. And God says, I got something new for you. Something incredible, something better, something more profound, something that will change your life in dynamic ways. Now, when the Holy Spirit speaks to us, it will agree with what we know about God and Christ from the Scriptures. It will be in conjunction with that. It will not be opposed to what Scripture tells us about God and about Jesus. It will not be different than what we know from our Scriptures. Therefore, it is all important that you know your Scriptures. And you know how God acts in the midst of this world. And you know the things that God does. I will never forget the lesson I learned from Henry Blackaby. I do not study about demons, and I do not study about Satan. He gave an example in experiencing God that has always informed how I do things. He said the Canadian Royal Mounties, because Henry Blackaby was from Canada and had a Baptist church in Canada, a Southern Baptist church in Canada. I don't know what that means. He said the Canadian Royal Mounties who study counterfeiters and try to catch counterfeiters never look at any counterfeit money. They never study how to make counterfeit money. They only study real money every day of their life. That's all they study. How real money is made, how it's processed, what it looks like, what parts it should be, how, everything. He said that's all they need to do. Because if they know what the truth is and what the truth looks like, then when something doesn't look like the truth, they know it's fake. And they know it's counterfeit. They don't need to study how to make it. They don't need to study how it looks different. When it looks different, it must be counterfeit. I don't need to study Satan. And I don't need to study the demons. And I don't need to study any of the evil ways. If I listen to the Holy Spirit and I spend time in my scriptures, then when something doesn't look like truth, guess what? It's not. You're wasting your time when you spend all your time studying about the evil things. Study the truth. Know your scriptures inside out and backward. Do you know that's the very basic thing that makes Baptists different than any other denomination? That Baptists are people of the book. The book is front and center. Normally, the pulpit in a church, in a Baptist church, is the largest piece of furniture. We used to have one that I called the front end of an ark. Because the emphasis is on the scripture. It's on the book. Do you know your scriptures? The Holy Spirit is not going to tell you anything that disagrees with the Scriptures. Never. Those people that say, well, God told me to do this and it was something evil and horrible. No, God didn't. The Holy Spirit's role is to help us know the spiritual path God has for our growth. The Holy Spirit's whole role is to let us know that spiritual path that God has for us so that we can grow spiritually. That's all the Holy Spirit's trying to show you, is so that you can grow spiritually. You've got to be able to hear the Spirit. You've got to know when the Spirit is speaking to you. You've got to know that the Spirit's only going to bring you the truth. What does Jesus say? I have much more to say to you, more than you can now bear. But when He, the Spirit of truth, comes, He will guide you into all the truth. He will not speak on His own. He will speak only what He hears. And He will tell you what is yet to come. He will glorify Me because it is from Me that He will receive what He will make known to you. All that belongs to the Father is Mine. That is why I said the Spirit will receive from Me what He will make known to you. Praise God for the Holy Spirit. Amen. Praise God for the Trinity. Praise for the Father, praise for the Son, praise for the Holy Spirit, and how we need to know all three aspects, how we need to understand that in a deeper way. God only has your best interest in mind. Only. God will never ask you to do anything that will be harmful to you. God wants to see you grow. God wants to see you experience blessings and excitement and rejoice. We studied in Principles of Faith this morning. One simple verse was our target verse. Psalm 122:1. David says, I was glad when they said to me, let us go to the house of the Lord. Are you glad to draw closer to God? I'm going to close with my understanding about something. As I've come to know the Holy Spirit better, and as I've come to know the guidance, the nudging, the direction of the Holy Spirit, and how that Spirit is helping me to experience everything that God has for me, I've learned one great thing. If I will follow the lead of the Holy Spirit, and I will take the risk and the chance that the Holy Spirit asks me to take, I will not miss a blessing that God has for me. And why am I so passionate about what I do in teaching and preaching? Because I don't want you to miss a blessing. Why am I so passionate in telling you, stop being so busy? Because I want you to be able to hear the Holy Spirit. I want you to be able to know what the Spirit is saying so that you can experience every blessing that God has for you. Here's the other thing I know that comes as a corollary from this. If I don't listen to the Holy Spirit, I will cut you out of blessings. If I don't listen to the Holy Spirit and follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, you will miss out on blessings. And when you don't follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit, the same thing happens for the other people around you. They miss out on blessings. So by not listening to the Holy Spirit and following the Holy Spirit and growing spiritually on your spiritual journey as God desires for you to do, the people around you will miss out on the blessings of God, and so will you. Is that what you want? It's not just your blessings. It's the blessings of those. When I don't take my time to study in preparation for Sunday morning principles of faith or for a sermon or for Wednesday night and just come in here and ad-lib the whole thing, who's missing a blessing then? Oh, come on. You've heard sermons like that, haven't you? If I don't take my time in preparation and listening to what the Holy Spirit has to say, you lose out. And the same thing happens for me when you don't listen to the Holy Spirit. I lose. Because you're not listening to what the Holy Spirit says to you. I told you Dr. Henson started us with 15 minutes of silence. No, I'm not going to do that. And you want to know why I'm not going to do that? Because it won't take but 17 and a half seconds before somebody coughs, clears their throats, drops a book, drops a pen, does something and makes a noise. Because we are so uncomfortable with silence. So uncomfortable with it. I'm not going to ask you to start with 15 minutes. I'm going to ask you sometime this week, set aside 5 minutes where you do absolutely nothing, where you try to think nothing, do nothing, say nothing, participate in it, listen to any. Just sit and take 5 minutes. I'm going to tell you up front, it's going to be the most excruciating 5 minutes of your week. because you're going to be so ready to do something. I got to do something. And I can look around the congregation. I know who some of you are. I got to do something. Something needs to be done, because if I don't do it, nobody else will. Just like I went and visited. She was probably about 97 years of age by that time, and she wasn't allowed to get out of bed, and she had a sitter with her, and she was sitting in an old style hospital bed that I had never seen before, and I didn't know how it worked. And Lucy Haney looked at me and she says, "Can you?" She told her sitter, she said, "I need a glass of water." So her sitter left the room. So it's just me and her. She looks at me and she says, "Can you let down the side of this bed?" I knew she wasn't supposed to be out of bed. And I looked at her, and very honestly, I was able to tell her, "No, I can't, because I don't know how to operate this." Because I looked at it, and I just didn't, I'd never seen that before. I didn't know how to let the side down. And I said, "Well, Lucy Haney," I said, "why do you need to get out of bed?" She says, "Because the windows need to be washed, and the floor needs to be mopped, and there's nobody else doing it." Windows look fine to me. Floor looked fine to me. And I told her, I said, "You know what, Lucy Haney, I know what we'll do. Your daughter is going to be home from work here in a few minutes. I'm going to get her to show me how to let down the side of this bed, so that next time I'm here and you need it down, I can do it for you." And she looked at me and said, "Just forget it." Because she knew she wasn't supposed to be up. You know what? Some of us have that desire all the time. We got to be up doing something. And if we're not doing something, things aren't getting done. And if it's not being done by me, it's not being done right. And if it's not... Ooh, I see some people shaking heads around the congregation. Go ahead, preach on or land this plane. Land this. Pastor, now you're butting in, right? You're getting kind of personal. I want you just to take 5 minutes sometime this week. Send the kids off with somebody else. 5 minutes. And just sit down and listen to what the Holy Spirit has to say. Just sit down and listen. Don't do anything. Just let God love on you. Let's pray. Lord, we pray that you would help us to be people that could mature in our faith, that could grow ever deeper in our knowledge and understanding of you and how to work in the midst of this world. Lord, guide us through your Holy Spirit, that we might truly be people that will settle down and rest so that we can hear you clearly. And help us to understand, Lord, that that when we fall asleep during that time, it's okay. Because we made an attempt to sit down and just be in your presence. Lord, guide us so that we might truly hear what the Holy Spirit is saying, so that we can grow into maturity in our faith. And that so we can experience your blessings, and so that those around us will also experience those blessings that you have for all of us. Guide us, Lord. Help us. Encourage us to be able to hear your Holy Spirit. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.